I'm live.
Blog Talk Radio.
I see you on the switchboard, but I'm not there because I don't have an insight. I don't have it in my mail. Can you still send one?
I'm going to, it says invite co-host. Yeah, and they're going to type H-U-G-H-E-S Media, M-E-D-I-A-1, at Gmail, right?
Yep.
HughesMedia@gmail.com. Send invitation. Okay, you should get that one now.
Got it.
Okay. You hang up and I'll invite Doug. I'll invite Doug here.
Okay.
Okay. There's Doug. Doug's phone number. Not quite. I'm dialing him, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Paul?
Doug, this is your chance to be a DJ on the radio. You bring any records with you?
No, but I can sing.
That's true, you can.
But I know only one piece of music, it's the Lord's Prayer. I guess I can sing it over and over again.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the agenda for tonight?
Fixing the audio on Douglas's end and making sure everybody sounds good and removing a bunch of old audio, which you don't have to stick around for. So, not a big agenda.
No. So, how are you planning to fix the audio?
Well, we're just
trial and error.
We're testing it now. Is there any crackling or any buzzing or anything going on at all?
Not for me.
No, you sound good, Douglas.
Okay. Well, I think since we've got the new improved version where we've gone down to the from the $250 to the $99. Well, from
the set
of platinum,
the
where, yeah. I think we're on the whatever we're on, but you notice that there was a bunch of changes to the studio, and I'm wondering if this isn't just that the microphone setup, because I complained several times to them about how crappy what the situation was. They finally maybe have done something about it. I don't know, but I don't hear any crackling. I got the microphone. I'm right up close to it now, and then I'm about here when I normally talk. But when I talk up close like this, I get a richer voice. And Doug, when you talk on your phone, sometimes I can hear you breathing, and I can hear you handling the phone. You know, like, can you hear that?
That was last week. I dropped the phone. That was all.
No. This is several times I'm thinking in the past, but we can hear you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. What happened to Doug?
I'm holding my breath.
No, the way to do that.
You know,
is
usually, when I'm not talking, I keep the mouthpiece on the telephone receiver handle.
No, well, you just when you put it up
mouth.
When you put it up to your Doug, when you put it up to your ear, just turn the talk part. Turn it 90 degrees so it's up against your ear, but you're not breathing over the phone or directly in. You know what
I
mean?
Yes, I will endeavor. I try to do that, but sometimes I forget. I will endeavor to
That's okay.
Pay more attention to it.
Yeah, that's what this is all about. So I'm also saying that I'm up here. I don't have my little round thing they called a spit screen or something where you It's you hear the on that like that.
So the pop filter. Yeah.
Yeah. So I haven't got that in front of me just now.
So Douglas, your volume is always the lowest of the three of us. Is there any volume control on the microphone itself?
Yeah, of course there is. So that's what you need to tell me. So if I, I'm not sure which, let me, okay. I think that's down. Can you, does that sound lighter to you?
Sounds lower.
Okay. So if I turn it all the way up here, does that sound better? Or when I'm usually about this far away, is that, how's that? One, two,
you
three,
could be
four,
a little closer. You could
okay.
be a little closer.
So I'm gonna fiddle with the things in the background. Well, I think I am anyway. Okay. Oh, there we go. I think I got the. How's that one? Does that get me louder?
Not a whole lot.
Okay. Well, I can hear myself real loud. I'll try this other one here. One. Well, that might be the different directions. How's that one?
Doesn't. Sound much. I don't notice any difference.
Okay. How do I sound to you, Doug? I sound real loud to me. One, two, three. I'm going to turn the keyboard down about halfway.
You are not
how
as loud as Paul is.
Yeah. How about now? Is that any better?
I don't notice any difference.
I'm going to talk in the bottom. I'm talking to the bottom of the microphone. Does that sound louder now or no?
No.
Okay.
What if you, do you know that you're talking in the, on the right side of the microphone?
Well, this microphone does several things. I'm trying to find the field. There's an omnidirectional, there's a single direction, there's the front
mm-hmm.
side and the back side. So how does that sound now?
Just
I'm not
the
looking
same.
At, does that sound okay?
Same.
Okay.
Sounds just the same.
Just a second. Does that sound any different? One, two, three, four, five, six?
No.
Does this sound any different? One, two, three, four, five, six?
Nope.
How about this one? Does that sound any different? One, two, three, four, five, six?
No. I'm wondering,
okay. Well, I'm
did software come with the microphone? Was there any software that came with it that you had to install?
This is a Yeti microphone. It's a professional one. It's got three different dials on it. This one, I just turned the gain up full. Does that sound better or no?
No.
Okay.
No difference.
Does this sound any different now?
Weaker.
Does that sound different? Okay. So that's the gain on that one. And then on the front one here, how's that sound? Louder? One, two, three, four, five.
About the same.
In my ears, it's changing a lot. So if I turn that down like that, how's that sound? Well, my five, six, seven, eight.
Let's think about this. If you're hearing it louder in your mic, in your earphone when you make those changes, it's not getting into Blog Talk is the problem, it sounds like. So you're on your Mac. I wonder if you go into the sound settings on your computer.
It doesn't have any. It's okay, so I've got three dials here. I've got omnidirectional and then I've got...
Yeah, it's not making any difference.
Yeah. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, so I got the gain at about halfway. And it's got these, I guess this is omnidirectional. So I'll leave that
That's
one.
Better. That's better.
And then I have the volume on the front. It's got the volume. I guess the volume on the front is for my ears. Okay, so that's about the best I can get right there. I got omnidirectional and I got the gain in the middle. So, okay, I'm all set. You sound
can
good.
Can you turn the gain? Turn the gain. So the gain is just for your headsets. That's what I'm thinking.
No, I've got a dial on the front here. It's for volume, and I also have a red button I can push to shut on to mute the mic. So it's the two things on the back that you can't get to. Them. One's the gain, and then the other is the directional. So I'm in the middle. That's about the best I can get. I can, without fooling around, but if I take the microphone close to my mouth, I'm about 2 inches away. How does that sound?
That's better.
Okay, so I just have to talk. I have to talk closer to the microphone.
Okay. Now, Douglas, is there any in the software on your Mac in the audio? Is there a gain control? There should be a microphone volume control inside the computer in the software in the operating system, the Apple.
Yeah, and it also operates on my keypad. I can increase the volume like I'm doing right now. Does that sound louder? One,
no.
Two, three. Okay, well, it's real loud. It's blasting in my ear. And I'll take that back down to the mid-range. So there isn't a lot of controls on it because the Yeti microphone is all by itself. Like there's the left, right, you know, internal mic and speaker. And then there's the external one, which is the microphone here. So that's about all there is. There's no other adjustments.
Okay.
That's as good as it gets. So the idea is that I need to be up close and personal talking to the microphone like this. Right?
Yes.
Okay. How does Paul come across to you, Doug?
Paul is always good. He's always better, stronger than you are. Can
well,
you
he's coming.
Talk
he's
one at a
he's
time
coming,
now.
Yeah, he's coming into the program through a different way.
So, Douglas, let me read you something I just found online. Update drivers Blue Yeti. Update latest microphone drivers in 2 minutes. It could be the driver on your new computer or your old computer.
This is the new one.
Okay.
We also have that. We also have that other problem where we're stepping on each other, right? Before
yes,
I finish,
that,
or
I
Doug
noticed
says something
that.
Or
yeah, that didn't
something.
Get fixed. Yeah.
So is that so? We're kind of talking back and forth now. Is there any delay, or are we? I'm doing it on purpose. You're talking. I'm talking. Go ahead and talk, Doug.
Mary had a little lamb. It fleeces white as snow.
Okay. Can I hear that? Keep going. How'd that sound, Paul? Did it sound like were we stepping on each other?
Both of you talk, and let me try to discern whether that's fixed.
Okay. One, two, keep going, Doug. One,
one
two,
three, four,
three,
five,
A,
six,
B,
seven,
C,
eight, nine,
D,
ten,
e, F,
11, 12.
H, I, yeah. J, K.
That's working better. That's working better, Douglas.
I was doing the alphabet. You were doing the numbers, Doug. You're driving Paul crazy.
Yeah, you were.
So we're not stepping on each other so much then. Go ahead and talk, Doug. Talk, Doug.
I will. Pardon?
Join the conversation here. To see. Yeah, go ahead. You can hear. I can hear you. How's things down your way today?
I can hear Paul. But Paul still is stronger than you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Doug is stronger than you are, Douglas, on my end. I'm thinking that there is an inherent driver or software fix to get your volume up, Douglas, because it's just not where it should be. And I'm looking online right now, the Yeti software. I'm trying to find out.
Well, Macs don't actually operate with drivers so much. We got somebody joining the call here.
Okay. Let's take the call. Let me look here. Oh, you're right. We've got somebody in the 516 area.
Because we're broadcasting right now. Good evening. Hi, how are you?
Yes, hi. I was wondering if you could answer a question. You know, is my job going to get better? Because lately, the last 2 weeks, it's been bad. like financially with them, and I was wondering if it, things are going to pick up there.
Hmm. How did you get on the show? Did it just pop up, or have you been on our show before?
Yeah, it just popped up.
Okay, because we're running an equipment test right now. So you must be really, really lucky. I'd be buying a lottery ticket. My impression, first of all, would be you look like you're cleaning house. I see you spanking the rugs, doing the vacuum cleaner, and you're really busy. So spring cleaning, I guess, is when things are going to get better for you. Do you do that? Do you do house cleaning and clean the rugs and things like that? Is that on the agenda?
Oh, no, job is a sales rep.
Yeah, but do you, in the spring, do you clean the rugs? And I'm looking at it as a symbol of time. You asked me when things were going to get better, and I'm looking at spring cleaning. So would you do that, is what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, so that's when things are going to get better. And obviously you're lucky, because we're just in the middle of the executive is here. We're trying to figure out some things around the studio, and you just popped up on the screen. So I thought I'd take your call just for courtesy. Okay, good
luck. What time zone are you in?
What state are you in?
Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, well, tomorrow night our show is on the air starting at 8 p.m. So if you...
9 p.m.
Listen,
Eastern.
I'm sorry, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. That's
I'm
okay.
In Central. Yeah. So you ought to call back tomorrow night. You can call in, listen to the show, and call in and ask more questions.
There you go. Okay, thanks for being on our helping out. Let me ask you a question. How do we sound? How's my voice? Loud is, and how's the man that just told you his name is Paul? How's that? How's the volume?
You sound very good.
Okay, we have another man who's standing on. Doug, would you say a few words? Say hello to this lady.
Welcome to the show. You must be a time traveler, because it's not till tomorrow.
Okay, so as we talk, does the volume seem the same of all three of us to you?
Yes.
Or is anybody louder? Okay.
What did you say?
Well, the person that just got on the last was the loudest.
Oh, okay.
Would that be, I'll be A, you tell me A, B, C, okay. I'm A, Mary Had a Little Lamb, Paul be B.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
And Doug?
Yes, him.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Okay, so does B sound louder than A and C, or we all sort of sound the same?
Paul sounds the loudest.
B.
So I need to turn mine down.
Yeah, there you go. He's stepping on us.
Yep.
We're trying to figure out the volume. What's your first name, by the way?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Welcome. And what state are you from?
I'm from Delray, Florida.
Okay.
Oh.
So we're all on the same time zone. Thank you very much for popping up just when we were talking about the volume control. So you lucked out. You got a free reading, and here you are helping us out. You're part of our test. We really appreciate that.
Thanks, because I was in a panic because the last 2 weeks at work it's been bad, and it's been bad, and everybody's worried about their job, including me. And it was just very upsetting because, you understand.
Yes.
So
and
I was in a panic.
Okay, but remember, if whenever transitions come in your life, it's always okay, onward and upward. I didn't like that back there anyway. God is the job is not God. God is my God. God's taking care of me. And sometimes, forced transitions, as we like to call them, sometimes work out for the best. But when spring cleaning comes along, I see you very busy, and I guess that's a really good time. Going to be a good time for you. So don't worry, okay?
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. And thank you for, how does the volume sound now? Well, now that Paul has turned down his volume a bit, we'll start, I'll say something like Mary Had a Little Lamb, Paul again.
Mary Had a Little Lamb?
He's
and Doug.
Too loud.
I'm still too loud? Gosh, yeah. I just turned it down.
Doug, I think we found the problem. He's been blasting us out of the water here. He's got this super duper microphone here. Okay,
he has such a
nice
voice.
He's turned it down a bit. Say again, if you don't mind listening in, because you're remote. You're our audience. We're in house here. So, how does
Paul
sound?
Paul's the loudest.
Let him talk. Okay,
Paul's
keep going.
The loudest. Then the other guy is the second loudest. Then you're, you know.
I'm the weakest. I have to talk right into the microphone like this.
No. Yeah. Exactly. The one. Paul is too loud. Yeah.
Okay, when I talk into my microphone like this, I've got my mouth right up close to it. Does it sound louder than or the same as Paul when I talk like this? No?
No. Paul's too loud.
I'm too loud.
Not too loud.
Am I still too loud?
No, not too loud. You don't need a microphone. That's what I mean.
Oh. What he needs to do is to push that microphone away from himself a little bit, maybe. I don't know, Paul, but this is valuable. This is really good.
Very valuable.
So I'm going to talk up close on my mic like that. Doug's okay, and you're just a little too loud for us. And maybe that's what the Blog Talk's doing. It's taking your volume because you're in through the website, right? You're emailed in. It might be setting you as the standard, and that's why I'm different and Doug's different. So, okay.
Could be. Yeah. I'm trying to adjust it. But problem is the windows.
Yeah, that's better.
That is better?
Yes, much better.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. We have another caller
from New York.
Okay, well, listen, you have a good spring cleaning, and don't worry, okay? And tune in tomorrow night. It's the Global Village Radio Show, okay? I'm Douglas Gutschall, and this is Paul and Doug helping me out here, producer and co-host.
So you're saying there's two Dougs?
Yeah, I'm Douglas, and he's Doug.
Oh, okay.
So tomorrow night we've got all three of us for 3 hours. So if you have nothing better to do on Friday night, tune us in. Listen to us.
More of the same. Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much for being very helpful. We did not know the volume was so different than that. And Paul's adjusted his. I'm speaking closer to my microphone. So maybe we'll get this figured out between tomorrow night and tonight. Okay. Thank you kindly. I'm going to let
you
go.
Thank you. So much.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's go to 917. Say, howdy, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, can I have your first name? You're in the studio.
I'm from New York.
Yeah. What's your first name?
Harmon from New York.
Harmon. Okay. We're doing a an equipment test just now.
I know.
But you called in.
You've been listening.
I've been listening. Isn't that amazing?
Okay, so
you guys are back tomorrow for 3 hours. Wow.
Yeah, but don't go away. We want if you don't mind helping us out. I'm Douglas. Paul is say hi, Paul.
Hello.
And then we have Doug. Say hi, Doug.
Yay.
Hi, Doug.
From where you are, how's the microphone volume between the three of us? Is
it's
it okay
perfect.
Or it's perfect? Okay.
Yeah.
Because you were listening in a moment ago, and I was about to explain it all, not realizing that we have you in a situation before we turned on the mic. Or got you onto the show here that you were listening to it. My mistake. So, okay, you got a question quickly?
A question. Not, yeah, do you have a message from my dog on the other side?
Hey, your dog? Okay, he's saying bow wow bow wow bow wow 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 bow wow.
That's no, not right.
No, he's got his hands over his nose, like he's sitting there, like he's sleeping, and he, or he's got his face on the floor, and he's got his two front paws over the top of his muzzle. Did he used to do that?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, so that he's showing me something that's unusual, and the message would be, "Hey, I'm okay. I'm right here. He's still in the house."
Oh, good, good. I don't want him to leave anywhere, even when I'm 80. He has to stay with me. We can't lose each other.
Okay. Well, he's still hanging around. He's still hanging around. But like I say, he's giving me a pose that he would normally or something that
he's
would be.
He's comfortable here. He's comfortable. He's waiting for me to transition and then we'll go together.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah. He's hanging out with you anyway. He's not going anywhere. It's like he's really happy where he is.
Oh,
so he'll
so
show
glad.
Up in your dreams too. You watch.
Yeah. You know, in my dream, I saw him as a human, but he was actually a human, and I didn't like that human.
Okay.
I didn't feel like a connection with the human.
Well,
that's either
his next life or something like that, or he's been a human and he came back as a doggy in this life to be your loyal pet rather than a man or a human or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. That's very interesting. Wow.
Yeah, he
was
on
this?
The left, like a couple weeks ago, like a man that I would not necessarily like. Like he didn't feel like he was that kind of man, though.
Hmm. Well, you're probably looking at him in a future lifetime. Now, this is unusual, okay, very unusual, but other people have had similar dreams where their pet has appeared to them as a human being.
But my pet was still next to him, but he was showing me that was also him, or that he was that same thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe that's the same thing. That doesn't feel like him.
Yeah. Well, that's a future time because he's in the future, and you're looking through time, and that's why
oh.
it doesn't feel right. You're not. It's
maybe
not right.
Maybe he will be Maybe it's like a very good friend, just like my dog. He'll be like a very, very good friend, a supportive, I don't know. He's always going to be there in some way or form.
Yep. Well, he's showing you the future, and he's showing you he's going to be a good friend. And that person that you're looking at, you don't know them yet because you haven't met them yet. And who knows? That could be this life or next life. But it's showing you he's going to end up to be a human, so... Well,
do you think
so
that
Williams...
we are, wait, hmm? Do you think that we are, like, on forever going to be, like, incarnating here? Never an end?
Yeah, the end is when you get it right.
Until we get the lesson.
Yeah,
when
you
get
it right.
Right
then you don't have to come back. That's right. It's never ending until.
Then we go to the next level.
Yeah, and start all over again.
Another level of human being, another level of experience. Soul.
That's right. Another spiritual kingdom, dimension, plane. Yep. And that's the way it is until we get all the way back to where we started out from, which was, you know, in God's house, God's kingdom. There. Okay, got to go. Run out of time here for the test. So, pleasure to talk to you. Stay warm.
Tomorrow.
Storm coming in tomorrow night. Watch out.
I'm going to be okay, and you too. And you're going to have a radio show, so we'll all be together.
Yes, tomorrow
night,
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Bye, guys. Well,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. There we go.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, so there we go. Impromptu 2, we had two external testers or some feedback.
Yeah.
And so I think we're set.
Well, I don't hear any crackling, Douglas. It's not doing what it did last week, and the week before was even different. So I sounds good.
Yeah, okay. What are you doing?
I'm knocking on wood that this does, that we are as clear tomorrow night as we are tonight.
Keep the faith.
I've got the faith.
Yeah,
I've got the faith in the three of us, but I'm not sure I've come full circle to have faith in Blog Talk.
Oh, well.
I don't know if I ever will.
Hey, Doug, I wanted to send you an email and see if you can join the show through the email, okay? Doug?
Okay. All right. Do you want to do it right now? Is that what you're pretending?
Yeah, so I'm trying to...
I'm not sure how to do that, just a minute.
Yeah, well, that's where we're going to find out.
What email are you going to use?
Well, the one that works. And which one do you prefer? You're not on Kojiko
anymore,
right?
I'm switching over to Bell.net. Douglas Bentley at Bell.net.
Okay, let me type that in.
The other one is still active, but I want to switch over.
Douglas Bentley at Bell.net.
No spaces, no symbols, whatever. At Bell.net.
Yeah, we know about the spaces. Douglas Bentley, B-N-T-L-E-Y, at Bell.net. Send invitation. Okay, so I'm assuming your computer is right there or you can get on. Can you check your email right now?
I'm right there now, yes.
Okay, so Paul, how did you get, when you get the email, how do you get onto the show?
Oh, all you have to do is just, you need to go to blogtalkradio.com, and then, but you've got to log in, Douglas. And I don't think we want to give out the login while anybody could be listening right now.
No, they're not. They're not in the list. We'd see them. Well, sorry. Excuse me. You're right. Yeah.
You could be heard.
You're right. Good going, Doug.
You could text Doug the login, or do you want me to do it?
No. Let's just, because I don't want Doug to be confused. So I send him an email invitation, and the.
Okay. He just needs to type his name in the blank field and hit direct connect.
Okay, so he doesn't have to do anything.
I don't see a blank field anywhere.
Did you get the email?
I got the email, yes.
And then in the email, there's a first sentence, "Hello, Douglas James Cottrell has invited you to be a VIP guest. Click here at the end of the sentence."
Yes.
So click here.
I clicked it, yes.
And then it should open up a screen with connect to the broadcast, and there's a blank area to type in your name and then hit direct connect.
Okay. Well, wait until you don't get too far ahead of them.
Let me just check one thing first. Let me check my settings. Just a second.
Uh-huh.
They're okay. Yeah, my settings are fine. So I will just a minute. They said get your microphone ready. I'm just doing it from the internal mic. Okay, just a second. And click direct contact. Is that what you're suggesting? Now?
There should be. Have you typed your name into the black box?
Yes, it's there.
Okay,
yes.
And then just hit direct connect.
Okay.
And then we'll see you in the field.
Well, you should be in the switchboard.
Yeah, right.
So allow us to access your microphone to place your online call.
You say
how do
yes.
I do that?
Just say yes.
Where do I say yes? Oh, I see. Okay. Allow. Okay. The drop.
Oh, I can hear him coming. I can hear that.
Yep. There you are.
There I am.
Okay, so we'll turn you on here. I got it here. Okay, so now you can hang up your phone, Doug.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm going to shut off your phone number. Okay, so There you are. So how does that sound, Doug?
You sound good. Paul, say something.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And we'll talk again, Douglas, as well.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 2, something,
that
something.
Sounds,
one,
sounds
two, three.
Good to me. Sounds good.
Okay, and you sound
how
terrific.
Sound?
Yeah, 5 by 5.
Good.
Okay.
So there's, you know, there's another benefit. So we can before the show, it says invite VIP guests. That's the host. I do that. So I'll invite you and Paul. And since you're already in here, I shouldn't have trouble, you know, looking for your email address. So there we go. You don't need to be on the phone anymore.
Excellent. That's it. That's better. But I can still I can still breathe, all right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to go.
I just get excited, you know. That's why my breathing is heavy.
That was his dog panting.
Max, what do you got? Hey, Max, come here, buddy. He's looking at me. He's looking at what the hell's going on here. He's on the floor.
So, Douglas, while we've been on, I've been hearing digital reflections, and I want to ask Doug if he's heard the same thing, where the internet goes in and out a little bit, and what you hear is like a Darth Vader in the voice. Have you heard that from Douglas? I'm just trying to find out if it's on my end or
I'm going back and forth on my microphone. Go ahead. Sorry. What did you say, Doug?
I haven't heard that.
Now, Doug Bentley, is there a way to plug your microphone in instead of your laptop microphone?
Do you have one?
Not sure where to plug it in because it's got two plugs and I don't have two plugs on this. I can try plugging one of them in and see if it works. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you'll have to change your settings inside the computer, Doug. You'll have to go to settings and then go to that volume and then select external microphone. So if you're comfortable with what you got right there, I would suggest just, you know.
Leave it for now. If you don't mind, you can leave it for now and I will investigate it after we finish.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So, Douglas, we're going to need to clean out a lot of this stuff in the studio audio clips, which I can't do.
Yeah. Let me play something here.
Okay.
How does that sound to you, Doug?
Sounds good.
Okay, that was just a bumper ambient 39 seconds fade.
Yeah.
Okay, so that sounds good. Oh, this is one of my favorites.
Yeah. Now, I need to know, Douglas, what level, I can't see the level of volume you were using, but this is a good test here because this is giving me a little audio feedback on how loud the music is compared to our voices. And those bumpers sounded a tad too loud, which when I used to listen to the show without calling in or even being involved, the commercials were always, I had to turn my radio, phone
way down.
Would
talk. Okay, so there's green, then there's a yellow, and then there's a red. So just at the edge of the green and the yellow is a little under halfway. What's this sound? How's that sound?
A little low.
Okay, so I'm going up to the edge of the yellow and red.
Too loud.
Okay, so now about halfway in the yellow.
Yeah. What do you think, Doug?
It's good.
Okay, so that's if you use a marker, there's a on the left side, there's a yellow line or a vertical line. There's notches, right? And I think it's yellow. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, and to the side of the slider, that would be four visible notches. On the other side, there's a red line, and then there's two notches to the edge of the slider. So it's four on one side and two on the other, between the yellow vertical stoppers on one on the left and the red stoppers on the right. They're not stoppers, really. They're that's the kind of mid-range.
So one from the left side, from the left vertical line, there's 1, 2, 3, 4,
and that's
slits.
It. Then there's a little bit of a space to the stopper,
yep,
or the slider, and then on the other,
yep,
side of that, it's like two lines or three spaces, if you will, to the red mark.
Yeah. The unfortunate part of this whole thing is that Blog Talk does not have a limiter or compressor built in, so that no matter what level you record the commercial or music at, it makes it all the same level.
Okay. Well,
and so we're my problem also is that when I record these different messages or music, I need to come up with a standard that matches what you just played a minute ago. So there's a little complexity there on my end to deal with. But that helps me. I'm going to start using this middle fourth from the left, if you will.
Okay, well, here's another one. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, and to the side of the slider.
Yeah.
Okay, and then another one here. I'm going to shut that off. And I'll go 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll turn that one on. Yeah, so the volumes are about the same, so.
Yeah, but that's the same music.
Well, I've got one's the doo-wop 30 seconds and the other was the doo-wop 1 minute, so it's two different sliders. But
yeah, but they were recorded at the same volume, most likely. If you could play another one.
Yeah, I'll do the next one, which is a bumper. 1, 2, 3, 4. One more. They're all about the same the way I hear them.
Yeah.
If you see the little red line on the right hand side, there are actually three spaces. Two lines,
right,
for three spaces. So there,
yep,
you go. That's the standard. I'll try another one over here. One more. So there is some consistency with the sliders, it sounds like to me. That's an improvement. They used to be all over the place. So that's is that loud enough for you, Doug? How's that sound to you?
Maybe a bit louder. Turn the volume up. That's too loud.
Yeah.
And don't forget you have some volume control on your keyboard. You know, you can go up and down on the keyboard. Increase the speaker or decrease it. Like, if I do that, does that sound loud?
That's about average. That's.
Does that sound
not overpowering. It's fine.
Yeah, okay. I'm changing the volume on my keyboard, and I guess I'm hearing it. It's not changing at all for you guys.
No.
Yeah.
So your keyboard is just for your speaker.
Well, for my earphones, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so there we go. Well, this is so far so good. We had some impromptitude studio volunteer people giving us some feedback what it's like in the audience, and we got Doug online here with the email, which means much better, more comfortable for you too. I think Doug, you'd be able to sit there and
and
yes.
not have to hold the phone?
Well, I switch hands during the call, especially if it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've done it myself with the cell phone, you know, holding it here. So
that's terrible. That's, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a big improvement. The next thing
I thought Doug had a micro headset on like Jack.
I have a headset, but I'm not sure how to use it on this computer because it's got two connectors, and there's only one connector on this computer. So
that's an old kind, Doug, where they had one was for audio, one for voice.
So
the new ones have like the single plug-in that goes up through the center of it or something or other. But anyway, this is good. Wow.
Okay. So
next thing, do we want to change the night or do we want to have more than one show? We can do WKRP, right? We can have Doug giving us the agriculture reports there and...
Drop turkeys out of
Campbellford. Live from Campbellford.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have some water in the background, some flowing water.
Yes.
Yeah. Then we can have what was that, Johnny? Johnny, what was his name there? From, you could be the guy from Tennessee.
Oh, no, yeah.
I didn't know turkeys couldn't fly, you know. To this day, everybody remembers that show.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, the humanity is what he said. That which was a quote from the Hindenburg, kind of a macabre statement. If you knew that the Hindenburg, the reporter at the Hindenburg said, oh, the humanity, when he was reporting, and that's what Les Nessman said on the Thanksgiving when the turkeys were splatting on the ground. He said, oh, the humanity.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That was a great show.
Yeah.
Everybody was looking because Londie was the Cupid doll. She was dropped dead gorgeous.
But if you look back now, the other woman, Bailey Quarters, was actually, I think, in the long run, the better of the two as far as taking her home to mom.
Oh, she was kind of like the Mary Tyler Moore character, you know. Joyce DeWitt, you know, on Three's Company. I met her at George Carlin's house, and I said to her, you know, she was saying something. I said, well, you know, you were, you know, the mom, you know, the American apple pie and whatever. And, you know, the other blonde lady, Suzanne Summers, I said, she was, you know, everybody, she was like I said some word like fluff. It wasn't like the blonde bombshell kind of thing, but it was like, you know, the cutie pie, something like that. And I said, you know, so, you know, you were the one that everybody was listening to, you know, you were the brains or whatever. And I was just talking on like, you know, like, yeah, that's how everybody saw it. And she said to me, you know, nobody's ever said that about me ever. Hmm. I didn't know that that's how people saw me. And I'm thinking, why, you didn't know that? The blonde lady's the attractive bimbo and you're like the girl next door everybody really wants. Didn't know that. Anyway,
I'm always reminded by a quote from Robbie Burns. It's always, you know, all that some power would give us the power to see ourselves as others see us. Because most people have no idea, unless people tell them how they feel, they have no idea what people think of them.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just thinking about all the way to. Anyway, that's a good quote.
Now, I've already told Douglas how I feel about him. I mean, he's still talking with me, so I guess that's a good thing.
Well, it was
was all those people that wanted me to be a carpenter. You know, they wanted to nail me up on a cross. I don't understand what that's all about. Anyway. Well, listen, this is a good, productive. I'm really happy that you got in, Doug, on the email, and you don't have to hold the phone. And it's and we got a little bit of a volume control where you were a little loud, Paul, because whatever was happening. And I have to learn how to talk closer to the microphone. I'll fiddle with it a little more, and I'll see if there is some improvements or something that can be done. Doug usually checks out and sets the thing up for me, but I've got it. I've changed it's got two dials on the back, one for they're on the back so you can't see them. You're not supposed to play with them. And then I've got this one on the front it's turned right up. I'll turn it down maybe. Oh, that's kind of like the volume for the headphones. The headphones go on
the
back.
Don't touch that dial.
Yeah,
don't touch
exactly.
That dial. You
set
sound
it and
good.
Leave it. Yeah.
You sound
yeah.
better than you've had, you know, louder. So, don't touch that dial.
Okay. Well,
now,
I was thinking
if we can remove some of this audio.
I was going to have a singing segment. I think Doug and I, and maybe you could row, row, row your boat gently. The next row, row, and the next row, row, row. No, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. That was Bones, Sprock, and Shatner. That was Kirk. And the boys, remember that show they were out camping? I think that was the Whales one or something like that. But anyway, they're sitting there singing Row, Row Your Boat. Okay, I digress. So, that's about everything I can think of.
Nope. How can we get some of this old audio out of here?
Yeah, well, I will.
And I've got to reload some disappeared of our newer bumpers and commercials. It's strange how some of them are here and some of them are gone.
Remember, I was really appreciative of you downloading them all because I knew this was going to happen, you know, like that they weren't going to just be so nice, you know, that the way they are.
Well, I'm talking about audio clips. On the right side, that we've got a lot of old audio clips that aren't pertinent anymore.
I'm on the dashboard now.
Uh huh.
Can you see that?
No.
Okay, it's got Body Mind Spirit Radio. Created an episode 26 days ago. Add a favorite, Dr. Karen Can. A Fine Time for Healing, Columbia Sports Management. I don't know.
I don't know where you are.
Okay,
when you say you're on the dashboard, are you on the studio?
No, it says the Global Village dashboard has got the listeners, 163,889 people have listened to my show.
Oh, well.
And then
it's got
this big spike.
I see all that. Yeah.
Okay, then you go underneath it says my audience updates.
Yep.
And I don't know who are these other people. Relax, Let Go, Be with Charles. Are they, you know?
I have no idea what that is. Why are they showing up on our dashboard is the question.
Yeah, it says my audience updates. So I'm not sure if these are people, you know. It's, you know, it's got 27 days, 26 days ago, 19, 18 days ago. I don't know who they are. Add a favorite, Roger L. Weldon, DVM. So I don't know.
I don't know that stuff is.
There's something that says, my next episode, testing equipment. Oh, that's the one. Sorry. That's, yeah.
That's right now. Yeah.
That's right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But what I'm concerned with is, I hope these people aren't somehow using our allotment to do their own show. That can't be possible. But there's another episode 6 days ago that's in there of you, our last show.
Well, we'll check that out. But we're on the left, you'll see create episode stats, audio clips. Can you see that? Okay, I'm going to click on that one. And there's all the audio clips. Well, there's like, where are we? That's page one.
Yeah, it won't let me in. This is the problem I've had before. It takes me to the sign-in board, and when I click sign in, it won't let me in.
So is there anything you want to delete here? That you, can you see it at all? When you go to add a new clip?
No, the only thing I can see is the studio. I mean,
okay, I'll go back there. So you can't get around on the when you go up to my picture there. Can you see me up on the right side there?
Well, I'm no longer logged in.
Okay, well, we'll go back on a different time.
Well,
you can't see the studio either, Doug, I guess, right? You're just
That's correct.
What are you actually looking at?
It right says now, Douglas James Cottle show on air. Aaron has end call and testing equipment and not much there.
Oh, he's looking at Douglas. He's looking at the
episode.
Connect to the broadcast page, which a typical guest would be looking at when they would be calling into the show to talk. If we had him call in that way.
Okay.
So somehow I'm no longer able to get back to studio. In the drop down on the right hand side, there's dashboard, create, episode, settings, help center. So when I tried to get into the audio
episode
area,
yeah,
it won't let me.
Are you still there? Nope. It looks like he got dropped, Doug.
How can that happen? Of course, anything is possible, but
yeah,
it shouldn't happen.
Well, he's been clicking on something, and he ought not to have. But there we go. Anyway, I'm really happy that you got onto this is how it's supposed to be. You wear the VIP, call-ins, and you can sit there with your computer. You can also, while you're doing that, as we talked about before, you can do some Google searches.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you just open another window.
Yep.
And when somebody's talking about something or other and you want to check it, you can check with Google or do something and like Les used to do, or like sometimes Paul does.
I understand. I can see that. Yep.
Yeah. Good stuff. So we're kind of waiting for Paul to get back in here. He might not know that he's bumped off.
And it won't take him long. I'm sure it won't take him long to figure that out.
Well, I'm going to say invite guests. I'm going to do it again. Hughes Media 1 email.com. Whoops. Send invitations. Anyway, this is working out okay. It's a long day for me today. Supper early and drove over. Here's Paul. So
I've got to log out of the...
No, you're back.
Yeah, but I'm not able to see the... I'm out of the studio. I can't even log into the studio. I've got to go out and come back in.
When you clicked something before and it dropped you, did you know that?
That's what it was. When I tried to get back in, I logged in. I mean, I clicked on log in several times, and then I was just dropped. So I'm going to have to log out and start all over. So I'll be right back.
No, not right now. We're going to. I think I'm gonna log out too and let you log in, and then I'll join you or something. You want to knock off some audios, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think maybe because Doug's here as a guest, like we're in the middle of a live show, that's not the best time to be doing editing. And that might
be
the problem.
Let's find out
when we open up the show again, or when we close the show and then we open up the. We don't have to have a broadcast. How did we do that before? You and I, did you and I actually start a show before when we were doing the audio clip?
Yes. Yes, we did. Yeah, way back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, log in. Let me just see if this will work.
So, heard any good jokes lately, Doug?
No, I know some off-color jokes.
No, okay.
Did you want to hear an off-color joke?
Well, we're waiting. Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
Well, Paul's busy working here. Yeah.
I'm here. I'm back in. I'm back in the studio and flying the jet. So the off-color would mean black.
I think we're still broadcasting, right? So maybe we ought not to have some off. Yeah. There was a joke about the farmer. He had a pair of horses, and he was having a terrible time telling them apart. So somebody said, well, why don't you measure them? I mean, well, that's a good idea. So he went over, he measured the first horse, and he measured the second horse. And somebody said, how's it working out for you? And he said, well, you were absolutely right. The white horse was 6 inches taller than the black horse. Is that how it goes? Having trouble telling them apart. The white horse was, bigger than the black horse.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't laugh because I didn't think it was funny. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's all right.
Well, since wear black, I figure off-color jokes are perfect for you two because you wear black.
Hmm.
So you're off-color.
Okay.
I thought it was funny.
Did I tell you this one? It was wrong. President Reagan was telling this one. I don't know. I said it where there was an old couple and they were getting ready for bed, and the wife says to the husband, I think I'd like to have a piece of some ice cream. And he says, really? Okay, I'll go get it for you. And she said, well, yeah, would you mind maybe putting a little, whipped cream on the ice cream? He said, no problem, I can get that too. Are you sure? Yeah, sure. Okay. And maybe you could have a cherry on top, a little cherry on the whipped cream. He said, okay, yeah, I'll go get it. And she said, no, you better write it down. You get forgetful. He said, no, I'll remember. She said, no, write it down. You're going to forget. No, I'll go get it. So he goes out to the store. He comes back, and he's got a brown bag, a little brown bag. He walks up to her, and he gives her the brown bag. She looks in it. It's a ham sandwich. And she says, I knew you couldn't remember. I knew you were going to forget. You didn't bring the mustard.
Ha, 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 ha.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's President Reagan telling a joke to somebody, and I was flipping videos, and there it was.
Wow.
He was pretty clever. He had some, of course, he was an extremely good entertainer and a smart man.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm trying to figure out, I need a repertoire of how many profits does it take to make a loaf of bread or something, I haven't got the punchline yet,
Well, it's a good start.
There is bread out there called Ezekiel bread. Have you ever heard of that?
I buy it.
It's very good bread.
Yeah. It's expensive, but I buy it.
It never goes bad. Every time I go to the store, I go to Costco, I go, and I buy the same stuff, and I buy two loaves, and I end up having to throw half a loaf out because I don't eat the whole two of them. I've been eating more bread lately than before, but I could get by without bread. But that Ezekiel bread, somebody had in a dream for my wife that she should have that, and I never heard of it before. And then I discovered it, and oh my God, look, it comes, in the refrigerator or for a semi-frozen or whatever, and never goes bad. And guess what? It's not made of wheat. Oh, my gosh.
That's right. It's got Ezekiel's commandment.
Recipe.
or that's right. Now, I buy the one that's in the blue, same company. It's called Genesis. I just like it better. It's got more seeds and nuts, sunflower seeds in it, that kind of thing. I just like it better than the Ezekiel.
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, they've got three or four different versions, different colored bags. The Ezekiel's orange, Genesis is blue. There's a green one and a yellow one that's sesame seeds or something, or flax seeds, I guess. They're all good. Yeah.
Okay. Well, did you say you eat that kind of bread too, Doug?
I have had it, but I haven't had any bread in several years at this point.
Wow. Good for you.
Well, I have sensitivity to gluten and wheat, so.
Yeah, I'm told by a doctor that I hear on Coast to Coast occasionally that we should all get rid of gluten. That he's done so many autopsies, he's found that gluten is really hurting a lot of people without them knowing it, that we should just quit eating it. But it's very difficult to find many things that are gluten-free.
That's true.
And some of them don't taste any good, but others do. I found some gluten-free English muffins a couple of weeks ago that are really good.
Well, the gluten is natural ingredient in many grains. That's the thing.
Yep. And this guy claims that gluten is in oats. He says, don't believe that oats are gluten-free, that everybody says oats are gluten-free, and this guy is saying, don't believe it. So who knows?
No, there's a, if you cook whole oats, they turn slimy, so to speak.
Yeah.
I believe that's gluten.
Yep.
Well, whoever's listening to the show out here is getting some good doctor advice. Of course, we must tell everybody we are not doctors. This is the opinion of the broadcaster, not necessarily the opinion of Global Village executive shareholders and other members of the establishment.
Hey, Douglas, forgot to mention right before we got on here, the verdict came down on South Carolina case.
Yeah, guilty on all counts.
All across the board.
Yep. Minimum 30 years.
What is that case? As far as I know, I don't really follow politics.
It's a murder trial, okay. Doug. It's a South Carolina murder trial. A guy, a wealthy, prominent lawyer, killed his wife and son.
Adult son.
Wow. Yeah. And the trial was, 28 days?
28 days.
Yeah.
And the jury was out 3 hours deliberating and came back and convicted him. The two murders, the wife, the son, and two gun charges to carry 5 years while using a gun while in the commission of a violent crime. And his surviving son, he had two, was sitting there in court about four rows back and eight or so seats to the left of him, listening to the whole thing. Anyway,
the
Netflix documentary,
the Netflix documentary really fills in the gaps. It made a huge difference for me to understand it all. Yeah. There's also a guy, if you don't have Netflix, on YouTube, a local young guy who did his own documentary in eight different series, different episodes that tells the same story. It's fascinating. This family was well known in just a couple of counties, but it's a fourth generation law firm. He got kicked out of his own law firm. He swindled his partners.
The drugs were involved, Doug.
He was
a heavy drug user. Anyway, that was the latest today. And, that was, like I say, Doug doesn't watch the TV too much like that. So that'll be in the news for the next little while. Paul and I were talking earlier that, his name was Murdoch something like that. And of course the CEO of Fox News is named Murdoch. Oh, so the different spelling. So, as Paul and I were talking about this, isn't that interesting that the two guys are up for serious trials and they have same sounding names slightly spelled differently. I wonder how Murdoch of Fox News is taking
Yeah. Oh my gosh. They're up for $1.6 billion in the lawsuit over the Dominion voting machines, which they are, you know, they are going to have to pay. And then there's punitive damages, which could be a lot more, and so on and on. That'll be the next step. But that's not part of our show, although we're broadcasting and we're recording it. So we could, you know, we could do something with it. But otherwise, I think we should call it a night. If there's, Doug, you got anything else you want to test or try out?
No, I'm happy with what we accomplished.
Yeah. Okay, and Paul, you want to do something on the? We need a new copyright thing, of course.
Yep.
Oh, and Doug suggested that we don't have such a long lead-in. It should just be like, you know, like 30 seconds, and we go right to the show.
Well, here's the thing that I never have explained to you all. I cut the lead-in. The purpose of the lead-in music is that people are stragglers and they come late, and so you give them 30 seconds to a minute to get in and then start the intro. Well, I cut it down to 56 seconds, and you'll see at the top in the studio, acoustic shimmer, 56-second pre-show open bumper, and then the intro plays. Well, you won't believe this. I've never run into this before. The original bumper is like 3.5 minutes. So I took in my software, in my editing software, I took the bumper and cut it, made a separate version 56 seconds long.
We're ahead of you already, Paul. We know what happened.
I put it in twice in Blog Talk, two different weeks. And even the one that's 56 seconds long plays the 3.5 minute one. So if you click that one that says 56 seconds, and then there's another one in there somewhere that I made because I thought, well, I screwed up and I made the 56 seconds one from the 3.5 minute one, inadvertently put the wrong one in and called it 56 seconds. No, it happened again. So somehow in Blog Talk, when it sees the name of the bumper, it just goes to the 3.5 minute one, regardless of what I uploaded.
It's the first one in the queue. That's why.
Well, no, I mean, I can move it around and it.
No.
Somehow, it's recognizing the name instead of the length.
Yeah.
So,
when you go to episodes and you create one, at the bottom of the of that creation page, it says startup video or startup music, and that's where the problem is. It's got the wrong one selected. You don't do that. I do when I go down there and I just click on, you know, create show, and the bumper that's underneath it, it's left in there. I haven't been looking at it. That's where it's selecting the wrong one.
I'm not following where you're...
I know. You on the creation page, when I do the show...
Creation page. Oh.
Yeah, on the creation page, you don't see that. That's where I do the title, the slow pitch, the... I spend an hour putting in the little description, and then I go down underneath, so I put the meta tags in, and then finally, well, at the top, I have to say private or public broadcasts, and I pick the date, and I have the duration of time. I always pick the 3 hours because I'm paying for it. Why not? And then at the bottom, it says, you know, startup. It's the intro of startup. I don't touch that one, and that's what it's done. It's got the wrong one in there, and that's where it has to be changed. So it's got nothing to do with the auto eclipse on the right. It's got something there. Anyway, I was thinking maybe we should have a little something more exciting, some outtakes on some of the things that we've done on the show. Oh, that's amazing. Wow. Doug comes in with this. The way you spend, say anti-disestablishmentarianism is blah, blah, blah. You know, we could have like a collage of comments like that. Anyway, just I'm tired tonight and just kind of those thoughts are. But that's where the problem is.
You want to come back and do that stuff tomorrow or some other time?
Well, that I can just we we need to pick out what is the, you know, the intro that we're going to do, and that's where I can play it, you know. Like I can say, I can select a number. They're all there, and I go down and I can change it, but I don't normally change it. It does it all by itself. Even the category spirituality, I can change that. But what maybe we should think about is doing a show on a different night. You know,
yeah.
Move the show around till we get our audience. We can also get the blog talk going at the same time Zoom goes, and we can have, I think, I'm hoping, possibly cross my fingers, we can have blog talk broadcasting our Sunday service while we're at the same time as broadcasting Zoom.
Right.
So
we can do that.
I pay for 3.5 hours per day. So, Doug, if you want to have your own radio show out there, you know.
Not
well, we're,
that's for sure.
This is the fishing show, you know. We're here to make fishers of men, yes.
I'm sure up in Camelford there are plenty of guys that would come on your fishing show and talk all about their, well, what they've caught and all the lakes around that area. I was looking on Google Maps the other day. You've got a lot of water up there.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't believe all the fish stories that they tell, of course.
That could make a good show by itself.
That's right, sure. That's, you know. So what do you think there, Jake? Down on the bridge there, you were catching that there big pike. Yeah, you say 4 feet long. Well, that's the smallest pike story I've ever heard. Them there guys, they're getting them 10-footers down there under that. You know, right where the docks close up there, you know, when we got the lift lock, you know, number 6, you know, that one. That's where all them whoppers come in there. You guys get the best fish up that way. You don't say, Anyway, we don't have babas. We have guys that wouldn't be talking like that.
Well,
Doug will find a few out there, and we can have a fishing.
Yeah, there's plenty of shows like that on TV.
Pardon? What was that, Paul?
There are plenty of TV shows with guys like that on them down here. That's a big deal.
Well, yeah. We had the Red Green guy up here. We had the Great White North with Doug and the other guy, and there was the guy Red Fisher. It was a real fishing show. He was on the air for ever and ever. I would come in Saturday mornings. There'd be the real fishing show, and I think, who watches that? Apparently, the guy had a gigantic audience. He was the only fishing show on. And like everybody else, they thought it was just a bunch of guys sitting around a woodshed somewhere shooting the breeze about tackle and fish and whatever. But it was gigantic because there was no other real fishing show. And all the fisher guys were looking at that. Hmm. So he had a niche market. And of course, when he retired, then all these other real fishing shows showed up, you know, guys with boats and streams. And now they got guys hunting crocodiles with guns, of course.
Actually, alligator is pretty good to eat.
Yeah, I know. I've had some.
Have you ever had rattlesnake?
Nope.
I think I did once. I've had alligator a couple of times.
Mm.
Yep.
There's a place in Ontario, not far from Waterdown in Hamilton area, and they have exotic meats.
Mm.
They have alligator, they have rattlesnake, they have a bunch of others as well. Apparently they do a good business.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, we got 10 minutes left in the show, guys.
Well, you want to talk about moving the date, the day of the week? You have any thoughts?
Yeah, Doug, what do you think? I was thinking of doing a daytime show as well because, you see, we just went on air and we had people pop on the show. I don't know how they do that or how they know that. There's got to be something out there that says, you know, I know there is. I've seen them. It says join now or, you know, on the air now, but I don't know too much about how to do that. It just does it.
Yeah, because the first lady knew that she had a question to ask you right away, so she obviously saw something that said what kind of show it is.
Yeah, went to the blog talk page, you know, that I'm on. So anyway, we could do a daytime, you know, we're all retired, so we can, you know, do a show in the daytime and something like that. And or we can have topical shows like, you know, the survival show or, you know, stuff like that. But anyway, Doug, you got any preferences as to days, nights, evenings?
You asking me?
Wednesday night and Tuesday night are not good for me.
How about Thursday night? Sunday night?
Pardon?
Sunday night or Thursday night?
Better in terms of audience. Which is the best day in terms of audience?
Yeah, I was thinking Sunday. Sunday night usually is for all the talk shows I'm on. Saturday night for Sunday morning, you know, if I want to. If we really wanted to be ballsy, we could do like a midnight show Saturday night for Sunday, or a midnight show for us is 9 o'clock California time, you see. Anyway, let's just, we got 8 minutes to go. Let's just think about it. Yeah, but you guys are sort of open to changing the night around. Friday nights is kind of dead. I think we need to refresh the show or something. I know when I talk to Richard Serrett, if I'm on a live show at night, it's a whole lot different when we're taping the show in the middle of the day. We do not need the callers. If we have topics and guests on, we can tape them. And what I'm saying is we have this huge resource that we're using 10% of the resource, and maybe we could, the three of us, figure out how to do something.
Well,
a little like you set up.
Yeah, whatever we do, I think we need to tease it for a couple of weeks before we actually do it. So people pop in and pop out on our Friday night show. Sometimes they're there every week. Sometimes they're there every once in a while. So we need to probably plug it a couple of weeks prior.
Well, we'll decide. April 1st. I'm thinking maybe, you know, like not Friday night. I think it's, I think we gotta go find our audience. And I don't think our audience is there for Friday night.
Yeah.
But I know we used to get a lot of people from California when we had the show running later. And then I started to scale it back because it was getting too late for us, right? So, well, let's talk it some more. Let's see what our intuition says about that.
Okay. What are we going to do about removing this, some of this audio in the audio clip studio?
Well, we're going to run off the show's going to end in 6 minutes, but that doesn't mean it's going to stop. Maybe we can keep on going. So can you need to log back in, right?
I already have. I'm back in the studio.
So if I go over here and I go to episodes or dashboard, can you see that dashboard when I do that? Or do you have to? Can you see the dashboard now or no?
No.
Okay, if I go to the dashboard.
When we did this before, we just went to studio and you were able to eliminate some of them. I wasn't able to get them out.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you're in the studio and I'm going to audio clips now. Which ones don't you want?
Okay, intro new 2020. Intro new 2020.
Okay. Gone.
The one below it. Close new.
Gone.
The one below that, end of show.
Gone.
Now, the one below that, consultation with Price 2020, you had told me a few months back that you're not doing consultations anymore. You don't want that one to run. So that's your choice.
We'll make up a new one. Okay, it's gone.
All right. Let's scroll on down. 1, 2, 3, 4. Go past Gems of Wisdom, Secrets of Life. Ad Hope Conference can go out.
Okay, gone.
Okay, and let's go on down. There, for some reason, are two ad Zooms and podcasts. One of those can go out. Ad Zooms and podcast.
One of them gone? Okay.
Yes, one of them. Then down below the second one, Ad Class September New. I've never seen that before.
Gone.
leave in conversation with Akashic Field, because I go between mine and that one just for variety.
Okay.
Let's see. Add Course Texas 2019 can go.
Gone.
Add Course 2 minutes Texas 2019 can go.
Gone.
Add Course in Texas No Dates can go.
Gone.
Then scroll past Health Guide and Secrets of Life. Alex Full Show can go.
Gone.
Go past Bumper, 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 Bumper. Bumper.
Bumper, Bumper Wins, Bumper Danny. Okay, now we're down to Q Credits.
Yes, Q Credits can go.
Gone.
Doo-ops are yours. If you want to leave them in, I use them every once in a while.
Okay. Easter night 2019.
That can go.
Okay, gone.
Extraterrestrials can go.
Goodbye, extraterrestrials. Okay.
Full Show Keller Hubert can go.
Absolutely.
Full Show Life After Your Death.
Marilyn Rosner. Yep.
Ancient Civilizations can go.
Yep.
Full Show December 28 can go.
Okay.
Full Show Joyce Keller, that's a toss. Douglas, what do you think?
Gone.
Full Show May 3rd, 2019.
Gone.
Full Show World Politics can go.
Gone.
Happy Ukulele Stays.
Okay.
Hubert Full Show can go.
Gone.
Now, what about Jessica?
We can leave her commercial in case she gets back on and comes on again.
Yeah, you had told me that before. I just want to double check. Okay, Prediction Full Show can go.
Just a second. I have to go to the next page, I think.
So how many are there, Paul?
Oh, there, I don't know. There, not many more. We're getting down to the bottom.
Wow.
Prediction but Full Show gone.
That can go.
Yeah, there's about a few left. Okay, Pre-Open Bumper.
That can
rejoin.
Go because that pre-open bumper is also duplicated.
Gone. Next one.
So that can go.
Next one.
Now, Rejoiner is good. Repeat Show can go. Dr. Kasson episode can go.
Gone.
And Show close. Leave it there. I'm going to. No.
Stop Set Breaker.
That can go. Stop Set Breaker. Wait a minute. No. That says generic. There was one that had a wrong one. Yeah, that's up to you, the whoosh and the...
That's all there is.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, and we're going to go back to the dashboard, and we're going to run out of time here any second, if we haven't already. Studio. 23 seconds left. We're all done.
Okay.
You're listening to The Global Village with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host Dr. Reverend Doug Bentley, along with producer Paul Hughes. And thank you very much for joining the show. All rights are reserved, copyrighted by Douglas James Cottrell, March 2nd, 2023. Good night, everybody.
Hasta Luigi.
Yeah, we're off the air now.
All right.
Well, the timer ran out anyway. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go, Doug. That was the hot and heavy part of the studio behind the scenes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, anything else?
I don't think so. So, do you all want to get rid of the bumper at the top when we first sign on?
Well, I'll look for it tomorrow night when I go to do something. I'll change it. I'll find something, or I'll let you know about it, you know.
Okay.
Is that that 3-minute bumper that you're talking about?
Yeah, it's just a piece of music.
We'll get down to something smaller.
Can you fade it out and then stop it?
Well, I'll tell you what. If we get rid of all of the acoustic jimmers in here, it should get rid of that one too, the short one and the long one. What kind of music are you looking for, Douglas?
Well, I was just, as I said earlier, maybe we could have a collage of people talking and things they've said over the air. When I listen to Richard Serrett's show, he has people talking, he has some music, then he has some weird sounds. It's kind of an appealing thing. But we're not there yet. We haven't got that done. That's going to take a little, production.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. I can do that. My time's being eaten up right now with the editing of the video, Zoom call.
You could use some of that video too and make a commercial. If you got a couple of gems there and you say, the conferences are, and you'll hear some. I'll leave it up to you. But
what I was going to do is make a commercial for Blog Talk from the video clips of the attendees. Did you see the clips that we put up after the 5-minute video? I added some clips, video clips, but I've got more, and I could take audio from those and make a radio commercial talking about the HOPE conference and then have clips from some of the attendees.
And what occurs to me now is, just as you say that, make a little commercial about the Sunday virtual healing service and Reverend Doug and Reverend Douglas, the clergy or something, if you believe in miracles, every Sunday, blah, blah, blah. That just pops in my head as you're talking.
Yeah, I need to get that written down on my Blog Talk folder here. So commercial.
Just a 30-second or something. We can string a bunch of 30 seconds together, with 3 or 6 commercials in there. For 30 seconds, they don't sound as long, but if they go for a minute or 90 seconds, that's way too long. But if we have for the virtual healing thing. And then tomorrow I'm going to try to hit the donation button back on the website.
Yeah, we've got to get that up and running. You caught me off guard last Sunday, and I thought that's what we had discussed, that was the that was where you go. But the one
we're dividing the Canadian and American.
Yes,
so that,
right.
And the idea is that the Americans are being resistant to sending money because it won't go across the border, and the Canadians are just being stingy, and so we're not leaning on them enough. But Doug's down there now looking for our retreat center, and so we need to start talking that up and get people pushing money, and that'll only go on the Canadian side, because then that'll be. Should we get our charitable status back, then, they'll get receipts. But we need to put those in place. And part of it is just having this great divide between the 49th parallel, so to speak. And we'll see where that goes. But I don't know, Paul's, Doug's had some visions where he's seen, the groundwork being started. I had a dream there. I had a pointing device that we were going to look for stuff. But as soon as we just get down the road a little further with some other things that we're dealing with, then we'll be able to, make some sort of proclamation about our new retreat center or something, And I'm sure we'll get people all over who would love to contribute to some place that's going to be like Fatima or Lourdes or, some special place. Anyway, getting ahead of myself here. First things first.
I'm envisioning an old fishing lodge. An old fishing lodge. It was kind of a resort. So you had, I don't know, well, that just popped into my head.
Yeah,
some kind of where people can come and they can stay, like it's got some rooms hosting, you know, people, and that just sort of popped in. So,
yeah, well, that's kind of along the way. We're going to be there, and certainly Fishers of Men, you know, is something that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay. I'm starting to fade here. I'm going to go get some to drink. So, okay, well, there we go. Let's see what we come up with tomorrow night. And I'm kind of also thinking we might have a political show, a political debate, meaning talking about world politics, not a political red or blue. But Putin yesterday or the day before, quietly, well, he announced it, he's released, or he's, I don't want to say he's released, but he has now signed off all agreements for nuclear proliferation. And any agreements he's had with the U.S., he's now signed off. So there's no agreements now.
Mm.
That's quietly going in there with all the bullshit that's on the news about this and that and the other thing. But this guy, you know, they're not taking him serious. And then we found Sweden and Hungary is now sort of stopping some of the other states that have been reluctant to join NATO. But Turkey is now agreeing that Sweden and one or two of the other states, they can now join NATO. They're not going to block it, I should say. So
good.
It's like, what's going on? Can you kind of people not see these guys in
I know.
The Netherlands are scared stiff that Russia's just going to, you know, Russia borders their country. They're going to take it over. But anyway, I don't want to get into that. But we could have some sort of, you know, wake up. I'll let you go.
Okay. Well, we'll continue this discussion and think about what night we want to move the show to. And
well, what we'll do is we'll open up another show for a couple of weeks. Then we'll let this one, you know, we'll let the Friday night go, and you know, we'll do the 8 o'clock Monday morning show, right?
That's 7 o'clock my time.
There you go. That's perfect. You know,
5 o'clock in California. No, it's 5 o'clock in California, right?
Yeah.
That'd be all the yoga instructors out there and the Tai Chi people, you know, and the weightlifters. That's what time they exercise, 4 or 5 in the morning. Apparently, that's the best time to burn fat.
Mm.
Anyway.
Any time's a good time for me to burn fat.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, Max just walked out of the room, so I guess he's telling me time to go outside.
That's right.
And he's had enough of our gibberish. So I'm going to hit the end button. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
We will be
back
tomorrow.
Have a good evening and have a good day tomorrow. Both of you.
Thank you. You too.
You too, Doug. Kind
of,
we're kind of envious out you. You're out there, you know, in this beautiful country. Spring's going to be coming along. And wow. Anyway.
But I get a lot. You get quite a bit of snow too, but. Snow's practically every day here, so at this point.
A friend of mine in Phoenix, Arizona, sent me a couple of pictures on my phone today of, it looked like a blizzard. They had big snow in Phoenix.
Wow.
Yeah, and rain. It started with rain, and I'll take that back. I'm not sure if Phoenix got the snow, but Arizona got a lot of snow. I think it was also Phoenix, but they sent me pictures of cactus with snow all over them.
Wow.
It was funny.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're getting some new kinds of weather down there.
Yeah. They're going to fill up the reserves. That get snow in the mountains means the reserves will fill up.
That's right, the Colorado River, which is running dry.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
all right.
Hasta la vista. Okay. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.